we've been hearing that in Port Angeles since the beginning of time, that when you add services, you attract people from places where there's no services. I mean, that sounds right. I mean, it sounds like you'll attract people to where the services are, but it doesn't sound like you're going to attract people from places that already have the services. I mean, if somebody told me they were going to put what you're talking about in Sequim here in Port Angeles, I'd be like, that's awesome. If you think about what law enforcement and fire department and public safety is trying to accomplish, we're trying to intervene with people upstream and ahead of them getting arrested, ahead of them having a medical crisis that's going to send them to the ER where we know it's going to be very expensive, or ahead of them engaging in, say, socially destructive and criminal behavior as a lifestyle, right? And our official position is we're, you know, understanding that we're not the final arbiters, and we don't have the job of analyzing all the impacts. We respect the fact that other people will do that. We, in general terms, are big fans of having as many services as we can, you know, convince to be here, so that we can divert people out of things that are going to, you know, put them in contact with us where it's really not negotiable.